We're serving sugar cake and coffee with a lot of friendly smiles and a chance to see how we've restored and decorated our new building. From 9 to 9, make today better at Bank of North Carolina N.A., 206 West 4th Street.
W-T-O-B. 153 at the Big 1380. Sunday night on Feedback, Bob Young will discuss transcendental meditation. Learn more about this fascinating subject. Wayne Ashworth and Feedback, Sunday night at 9 p.m. on WTOB. This is Bloodstone. It's called Natural High.
What do we keep my mind?
A lot of time. The trip we made to Hollywood is etched upon my mind. After all the things we've done and seen, you find another man. The things you think are useless, I can't understand.
This is TN News. And here are the top news stories at this hour.
Good afternoon. This is Ed McIntyre reporting. The House of Representatives recessed for the rest of the day after learning of the death of Maryland Congressman William Mills. Mills, a Republican, was found shot to death in the barn at his home in Easton, Maryland, apparently a suicide victim. Mills' death came one day after the Washington Post reported that he had received a $25,000 contribution from secret funds of President Nixon's Campaign Finance Committee. The contribution apparently was not reported to the Maryland Election Board in violation of state law. Mills had denied any wrongdoing. Senate Watergate investigators questioned James McCord's former attorney, Gerald Altsch, at considerable length today. The attorney offered to take a lie detector test to back up his denial that he ever suggested to McCord that the Central Intelligence Agency be blamed for the Watergate affair. He also offered to submit to another test to back up his statement that McCord's present lawyer once told him, "We're going after the President of the United States." The North Carolina General Assembly has adjourned its 1973 session. Adjournment came shortly after 1:30 this afternoon, and here's the way it went in the House.
The gentleman from Rustwood, Mr. Jones, is recognized. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen, the Sergeant-at-Arms will open the doors. The gentleman from Rustwood will proceed with his motion.
With a note of sadness at our pending departure, with a spirit of goodwill for Democrats and Republicans both, with a hope of a peaceful, restful, productive summer and fall for everyone in and connected with this General Assembly, with a firm conviction that this was the most productive, hardest working session we have ever had, with a prayer that everyone will return safely and refreshed for the 1974 session of the General Assembly, I now move that this House do now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, January 16th, 1974 at 12 o'clock noon.
The motion is that the House do now adjourn to reconvene on Wednesday, January the 16th, 1974 at 12 o'clock noon. So many as favor, seconded by the gentleman from Cabarrus, Mr. Quinn, so many as favor the motion will signify by saying aye. All opposed signify by saying no. The ayes have it. House adjourned.
The legislature has provided over $688 million to operate public schools next year. At a news conference, Superintendent of Public Instruction, Dr. Craig Phillips, was asked if the fact that North Carolina's children have one of the lowest reading levels in the nation may have spurred legislators towards more money.
Well, I think that the assessment results, which did show us on the average below the national norms and slightly below southeastern norms in reading and mathematics and the other areas that were measured, certainly had some bearing on clearing up the whole concern about where we are and where we need to go. And I would characterize the first clear-cut statewide assessment results as helpful in terms of painting the picture of what we need to do. Yes, I think that it had its effect.
The firing of a black band director at an Eatonton High School is scheduled for discussion tonight at a meeting of the Eatonton-Chowan County School Board. A decision not to rehire Richard Satterfield has prompted several sit-ins and protest marches in the coastal town during the past 2 weeks. Over 100 people have been arrested. An Asheville hospital has closed a 42-bed wing because of a shortage of personnel, especially nurses. The assistant director of 401-bed Memorial Mission Hospital blamed the government's Phase 3 economic regulations for the closing. He said private hospitals and doctors can offer better wages and benefits.
And those are the stories making the news at this hour. This is North Carolina's number one network for news, the TN Radio News Network.
WARR, the Rock of Winston-Salem. Dynamite.
It's 1:59.
Some changes in the department and an effort to help restore public confidence in government. Chase Manhattan and several other major U.S. banks today increased their prime lending rate from 7% to 7.25%. The increase is seen as anti-inflationary. Loans to big companies will now cost more and force those companies to curb their spending on expanding their plants. The hour's lead story, lawyers for the Democratic Party suing the Republican Party over the Watergate break-in say they will go to court to force former White House aide John Ehrlichman to tell all he knows about the entire Watergate scandal. Richard Rosenthal, NBC News.
Wayne Willard with the WSJS Home Edition News. It's 70 degrees at WSJS Radio. Under partly cloudy skies, the humidity 82%. In the news, North Carolina's 1973 General Assembly adjourned its 1973 session shortly after 1:30 this afternoon. The legislators quit with the understanding that they would return next January 16th as they begin an experiment in meeting every year instead of every 2 years.
Tommy Arrington, number 2, in the Clements Shopping Center. Both Tommy Arrington locations will celebrate with grand opening specials, such as GE's Filter Flow Washer for $198 and the GE Permanent Brush Dryer, just $144.95. Get a big 12-foot frost-free refrigerator for $258. GE Dishwasher started only $129.95. Don't miss the big 25-inch solid-state color TV for $589.95 or the 12-inch GE Portable for just $79.95. You'll find low prices on all ranges and one-room air conditioners for $99.95. Remember, these prices are good at both Tommy Arrington locations. Register for 3 big door prizes to be given away at Tommy Arrington, 2104 Silas Creek Parkway, and Tommy Arrington's new location in the Clements Shopping Center.
The Godfather is now a movie. One of the most brutal and moving chronicles of American life ever designed within the limits of popular entertainment, raves the New York Times. Gene Shalit, NBC TV, calls it one of the finest gangster movies ever made. Newsweek says there is only one Brando. He is the Godfather, the centerpiece of what promises to be the Gone with the Wind of gangster movies. The Godfather, from Paramount, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
The Godfather is now showing at the Parkview Theater.
Michael Lewis of Wimberley Lane?
Yes, it is.
Mr. Lewis, this is Art Gibson calling for Cloverdale Ford. I understand you recently purchased a new car from Cloverdale Ford. What model was it?
Bought a brand new Thunderbird.
How about that? How do you like it?
Love it.
Handle well?
Greatest car I've ever driven.
Do you recommend Cloverdale Ford as a good place for someone else to buy their next car?
I'd recommend Cloverdale Ford to everyone.
Cloverdale Ford is Ford country. 131 Miller Street. Where you get that extra effort.
You could say the Odd Shop was for graduation gifts. With 10% off everything this weekend only and their exclusive light room, it's certainly the best place. The Odd Shop, near the corner of Watown and Pleasant Streets.
W-A-I-R, the best of yesterday.
I guess My Three Sons is all done. It seemed like it ran for an eternity on television. But One Man Woman. And sounds like the piano player was thirsty when he recorded that. Get a feeling for that. At WSOC, 25 to 4.
The way you wear your hat. The way...
BT and Little Sister. It's 25 to 4 with Jeff Fox on the Mike McKay Show for Thursday.
Hey there!
I'm the main street of your typical Carolina town. Lots of folks pass through here on me, and one thing I've noticed, if they're a wagon family, more than likely they're in a Ford wagon. Fords are the most popular wagons in America, especially that Country Squire. Mighty handsome-looking thing with that wood grain paneling, and it's quite a worker, too. Folks really load it down with antiques, camping gear, or lots of happy kids. That's real easy with Ford's exclusive three-way magic door gate. And those kids are about the noisiest thing you'll find in a Ford wagon. Because it's a Ford, it's quiet. Yep, Ford wagons are number one round here. Big town or small, I guess that's how it is all over the Carolinas. And big town or small, there's a Ford dealer nearby with all kinds of wagons to choose from, with great Ford service to keep them in top shape. So when you're thinking of wagon, think Ford.
Listen to your roads and talk to your Carolina Ford dealer.
If you're a shopper who looks for the greatest value for your food dollar, then you should be shopping your hometown Harris Teeter Food Store, where you find big savings on specials like Holly Farm USDA Grade A Whole Fryers, 45 cents a pound. IC Orange or Grape Drink, 46-ounce can, 25 cents. Chase and Sanborn Coffee, 1-pound bag, 59 cents. Limit one with a $5 order.
At your friendly hometown Harris Teeter Store.
That's what you love about this time of year. Parties and get-togethers with friends. And that one for the road at Jim's topped off the evening just right. With that nice glow on, better make sure you're just doing 45 as you head home down Providence. The second car ahead is waiting for a left turn on Wendover. The brake lights flash in the car in front. Will your reactions be quick enough? Can you stop in time?
No.
WBT, we care about Charlotte and its people.
It's just so soft. It's like a baby's hair. It's so soft. Oh, before I used long and silky, my hair was just a whole head of tangles.
Definitely done a lot for my split ends.
I don't think I'd still have my hair long if I didn't have long and silky.
Long and silky. Get the feeling.
Come on in, it's a winter day. Taste the fun that a hot dog brings. Winter King every day is hot dog day.
Winter King gets into spring with an apple pie special to make your taste buds blossom. Apple pie, just 10 cents with a purchase of a foot-long hot dog, homemade chili, mustard, and onions. 13 locations in Metro Lineup. Wiener King is a CCA sponsor. Celebrating 8 years of rock and roll.
Happy birthday to us. Happy birthday to us. Happy birthday, Big Ways.
W-A-Y-S.
A quality used car to meet your needs. Over 60 good, clean used cars have been drastically reduced this week, and they'll give you big savings on any car to go. All cars must go to make way for new shipments arriving, and they refuse to turn down any reasonable offer. For example, a 66 Fairlane 500 equipped with power steering, radio and heater, mag wheels, and wide tires, and pretty satin black with beige interior, reduced to a low $995. A 69 Buick Riviera in beautiful Bahama gold with black top and French cream interior, loaded with all the finest Buick options, especially priced to sell at a low $27.95. Another great buy, a 69 Lincoln Continental Mark III with all power and air, AM FM stereo, and pretty avocado green with black vinyl top and matching green interior, going for a low $39.95. Bobby Ross Motors Giant Used Car Lot, 2627 North Tryon Street.
67 from WRPL, it's 15 before 5. In the news from Washington, President Nixon got cheers from more than 500 returned prisoners of war today when he called for strict protection of national security secrets. Addressing the returned prisoners in the State Department auditorium, Nixon drew a standing ovation when he said it is time to quit making national heroes out of those who steal national secrets and publish them in newspapers. Nixon did not elaborate on that statement. The day before yesterday, he said his only intervention in the Watergate scandal had been aimed at protecting protecting national security and security-related documents. Nixon told the former POWs it is time for a new sense of responsibility in this country. He added, if a document is classified, keep it classified. The returned prisoners are to be Nixon's guest at a rain-soaked tent on the White House lawn tonight for dinner and entertainment. The New York stock market has closed sharply higher, the Dow Jones, and finishing nearly 30 points higher today. It was one of the market's best gains in months following a recent string of losses. An improvement of the U.S. trading position helps in the market booming. Trading was moderately active today. The tape was 3 minutes late at the bell, and the market already was gaining sharply when the Nixon administration was reported considering easing its voluntary guidelines that limit dividend increases by corporations to about 4% a year. 65 stocks were up 7.29 at 284.56, 30 industrials up 29.42 at 924.44. Turning now to Tar Heel news. The gavel fell for the final time this year in the General Assembly at about 1:30 this afternoon. It marked the end of the 97th legislative day and the last one for 1973. This year's adjournment was different because the lawmakers knew they were all coming back in a little more than 6 months. The session that starts on January 16th of next year will be the first regular session to be held in the second year of a biennium. Before they left, the legislators enacted 934 bills, killed 405. Tornado watch has been issued for most of southern and eastern North Carolina. The watch area includes 19 counties from Union to Terrell County. Also, York County in South Carolina is included. At a news conference, Lieutenant Governor Jim Hunt has warned the Republican administration not to undertake a purge of state workers while the legislature is in recess this year. Overcast through tonight with rain and thunder showers, gradual clearing and cooler tomorrow, low tonight near 58, tomorrow's high 75. In Charlotte, the temperature is 67.
Giles Band, this Saturday afternoon at the big open-air rock concert at Memorial Stadium.
It seems a lot of banks think young people are a bad risk when it comes to loans. That's not the way we see it at NCNB. We lend money to all kinds of young people.
Young people putting themselves through school.
Or just starting a job.
Young people buying their first car.
Or furnishing their first apartment.
So if money is all that's standing between you and the kind of life you want, come see us. You don't have to have a lot of collateral or an A1 credit rating. Your name is your collateral at NCNB.
If you're 14 to 16 years of age and you'd be interested in taking a six-week tour of this great country of ours, call this number right now, 334-7301, 334-7301. Gulliver's Travels presents the Summer Camp on Wheels. You'll visit New Orleans, Houston, Grand Canyon, Atlanta, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Juneau, Alaska, Washington, D.C., and many other great places. Have fun this summer and see the country. Call this number, 334-7301, and ask about Gulliver's Travels' great Camp on Wheels tour.
Saturday, May 26th at 3 p.m., Kaleidoscope Productions presents In Concert, the J. Giles Band, the Doobie Brothers, Spooky Tooth, Steely Dan, and Bloodstone. Tickets on sale at the Record Bar, Infinity's Eastern, East Hi-Fi Camera, National Hat, and Trent Music. Out of town at J. Joe's and Nobody's Perfect in Gastonia, and Four-Way Street in Concord. J. Giles Band, the Doobie Brothers, Spooky Tooth, Steely Dan, and Bloodstone. All at Memorial Stadium, Saturday, May 26th at 3 p.m. A presentation of Kaleidoscope Productions. W-I-S-T.
Boulevard. And let her see the three rooms of Spanish furniture for just $388. Or five rooms of Spanish furniture, including range and refrigerator, for only $588. Not many pesos, right, senor? National Furniture Company. 5100 South Boulevard, open nights until 9 to serve you.
WRPL Editorial.
Just about anyone you know who's had to call on the services of a doctor in recent years can match your stories of long waits in the outer room, of difficulty in getting an appointment, of detached, almost mechanical treatment by staff and physicians, of this, that, and the other types of frustrations at a time when what was most needed was a personal and sympathetic friend to handle a medical problem. The medicos claim that they're hard-pressed to keep up with their patient loads. Many refuse to accept new clients because they're overworked now. Strange, then, that the policy-making body of the North Carolina Medical Society would say we didn't need another medical school in the state. We could admit another 30 to 40 entering med students to the one-degree-granting school we already have, implying that this would alleviate the problems. The only physician in the legislature says the committee was stacked and rife with conflict of interest. The dean of health affairs at ECU says he's disappointed that the North Carolina Medical Society leaders failed to recognize that there is a severe shortage of doctors in North Carolina and in the country. A prominent Raleigh doctor says unequivocally that we need another four-year medical school. Standing rather forlornly between these two opposite poles of opinion, we wonder whatever happened to the doctor who was always there when you needed him to cure your pain and ease your mind, even at 5 in the morning. And we wonder if for all these years we've been pronouncing it wrong. Is it Hippocratic or hypocritic?
The preceding was an editorial opinion of WRPL. Adequate time for the presentation of dissenting opinions will be offered. Contact WRPL for details.
Minutes before 5, WRPL, your official motorsports station in the city of Charlotte. Our next event on the list of NASCAR races we'll be carrying this year is, of course, the World 600 from Charlotte Motor Speedway. Race time 12:15 Sunday. She's faced the
heart. That's Earl Grant and Swinging Gently at WSOC Charlotte. 67 degrees, rain at 5 o'clock.
Good afternoon, I'm Jack Callahan for Eyewitness News, brought to you by the Cavalier Apartments and the Paul B. Williams Company. Well, the tornado was sighted down in York County, South Carolina this afternoon.
Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I want to get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
It'd still be great, WBT, if we have any more rain. Like last night, with the hail and everything, we may all drift away. There was only a half inch, but it was a lot scarier than when it was wet. It's 5:03 on the Jeff Fox Show from WBT. I'm glad you're coming home with me tonight.
We call it the club. We call it the club.
So it goes down easy. It's not a beer, it's malt liquor. It's a lot to drink without drinking a lot. Country Club Malt Liquor. We don't call it the club for nothing.
Get into the club. Get into the club. Country Club Malt Liquor.
Whatever. Hey, where'd you get those cool clothes?
Stolen Goods.
Oh, really? They sure look good for stolen goods.
What do you mean? Stolen goods are always great.
Well, I'm glad you think so, but that ain't my bag.
Should be. Stolen goods are great menswear and womenswear. Famous makes it lower than discount prices.
But if you steal them, how can they be at discount prices?
Yeah, but you don't understand. They're not really stolen, but at these prices, you'll think they are. Stolen goods. Famous make clothes at lower than discount prices. 3017 Central Avenue. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Can you par the course of Town & Country Ford? Come in and try your luck. Register your guess as to the winner of the Kemper Open and his total score. If you come closest, you'll win a set of Ram golf clubs, the fastback set with irons, pitching wedge, and woods, plus a golf bag and matching head covers. No purchase necessary. A drawing in case of tie. Play the Kemper at Town & Country Ford. Deadline for entries noon, June 2nd, at the Big Ford Place, Town & Country, 4120 East Independence Boulevard, Charlotte.
It's 5:05 at WBT. Now, a lot of people are driving their way home from work right now, and a lot aren't. If you are not, I thought I'd let you know what it felt like.
Watch it, you son of a gun!
WROQ with Jim Crochet and Bad, Bad Leroy Brown.
In the National, the Giants and the Braves, and the Mets and the Dodgers.
And those are the sports stories making the news at this hour. This is North Carolina's number one network for news, the TN Radio News Network.
It's Sports Time has been presented by J.A. Mills Safe and Lock Company of Concord and by Lums Ford in Midland.
WPEG, Concord, North Carolina. It's 5:30.
Chick Kearney and the weather, brought to you by Williams and Little Hardware, Church Street North, Wilmar Parking, Concord, and by Bob's Tire Service, now open on Roberta Mill Road.
The TN Radio News Network presents a summary of the latest weather information based on data supplied by the State Forecast Center. Now, here is Dave Collins.
More severe weather is in the offing for North Carolina this evening. A tornado watch was put into effect at 3:30 this afternoon for much of the southeastern half of the state.
See these things.
Title of the tune is Walking Piece of Heaven. It's number four this week, and that was Marty Robbins.
The Spirit of 76 has been presented by your neighborhood Union Oil dealer in the interest of perpetuating our great American traditions.